This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And you are joining us at Colorado Public Radio in Denver. You're going to meet the mayor later this hour. Later this week, you'll meet the governor. We'll hear about innovation above and below the ground here in this state that we will be exploring in conjunction with a state summit meeting of the Colorado Innovation Network, or COIN. This week's theme is curiosity. And we'd love to know when curiosity led to discoveries bad or good in your lives. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And speaking of curiosity, we also will look at the beginning of the fallout from the hack that has made public the private indiscretions of people of all walks of life, except it turns out at the Vatican, more about that later, but Washington, D.C. is experiencing a tsunami of Ashley Madison Gate. Some senior policy officials in some highly sensitive positions revealed as members of that adultery website. We'll look at the unrest in Brazil as well and meet a pair of freestyle violinists who can play Mendelssohn and Dr. Dre. But first, it's more like free fall than freestyle on Wall Street today, a day of potentially record turbulence and volatility that comes after a dreadful week where China's slowdown and its apparent inability to deal with its own currency troubles have caused a wave of selling in everything from commodities to stocks. Are these normal business cycles, or is there a vulnerability of the financial system we're not seeing? Jason Abruzzese is business reporter at Mashable. Jason, is China leading the way here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're seeing some really bad signs, particularly their stock market. It just continues to decline. It's down almost 40% from its peak. And on top of that, there's just broader concerns that, you know, it's the second largest economy in the world. And the growth that it's been seeing for years, you know, double-digit growth, is starting to slow.
And if that growth slows, there is no place to make up for it. Even though the U.S. is growing, even though Europe may have stabilized, there's certainly no demand like the 10% or more than 7% growth that China was experiencing up until just a few months ago.
That's absolutely correct. And on top of that, you know, what we're seeing with China and the softness in its economy really does filter down to some of the other emerging economies in the world, which also have been growing pretty rapidly. So not only do you have the world's largest economy starting to slow down with its growth, you also have some of the other growth drivers, you know, South America, other parts of Asia that are getting affected by that as well.
Brazil is certainly inflamed with its own political problems. We'll talk about that a little later this hour. But it also seems that this has been a moment for Wall Street and stocks in the United States to suddenly take a good hard look at their balance sheets. And investors seem to be thinking that there's a lot of fiction there.
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, we've seen some stock prices rise a little more rapidly than revenues or profits have. And at times like that, you know, there are certain people who pay attention to those fundamentals who will say, you know, that's a serious problem. It's certainly not the only factor to take into account. But, you know, at times like this, when we're starting to see some dips, that is one of the things that people start looking at very quickly as, you know, have we gotten a little too ahead of ourselves with our asset prices?
With the $40 a barrel oil, the energy sector is under pressure. It seems like the Apple magic is gone. The Google magic may be gone. How do you assess that?
Sure. I mean, I think particularly with Apple, you know, you look at companies that do big business in China, and that's one of them. You know, China has been a major growth driver for Apple's profits and especially their revenues in the last couple of years, and it's supposed to be going forward. If we start seeing softness there, that company, you know, certainly will be, you know, under pressure to find that and make up for that growth elsewhere. You know, oil prices are an interesting thing because that has also to do with a lot of global demand. You know, when the economy is doing very well, we see a lot of demand for oil, you know, which goes towards shipping and things like that. It's just like an interesting primer to look at. With oil prices declining, that has a lot of people concerned that, you know, what we are seeing isn't just a market thing. It is an overall economic slowdown.
And an economic slowdown, they come, they go. Recessions are things that we're familiar with. But if we go back to 2008, 2009, it was driven by a whole class of assets which were suddenly determined to be worthless, the securitized mortgages. Is there an asset monster out there lurking here that could add an element here that could change this from simply a slowdown?
Yeah, that's somewhat a positive note that we don't really see anything right now that is clearly kind of in a bubble or, you know, overvalued kind of like those asset prices were. But at the same time, maybe that's the issue. Sometimes, you know, the worst ones are the ones you don't see coming. You know, there's nothing I've seen that people are pointing at saying like this is severely overvalued and kind of an inherent risk to the rest of the system. I think some people have looked at some tech valuations, companies like Uber and Airbnb, these tech startups that have had achieved huge valuations. Those could certainly end up being a bit of a bubble that ends up bursting or at least, you know, takes a few steps back. But the systemic risk of that is not, you know, on par this time. At least that's what people are hoping.
Business reporter at Mashable, Jason Abruzzese, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.